On Fridays, we talk about your money, and today we're going to talk about one of the oldest financial tricks in the book, penny stock scams. They're cheaply priced shares that don't quite add up to the hype. Regulators say investors have lost tens of millions of dollars to shady stock offers this year alone. So we called Bob Frick, a senior editor at the personal finance magazine Kiplinger.
Good morning, Renee.
And in fact, in this month's issue of the magazine, you refused to run ads from a Chinese company called Guangzhou Global Telecom, or GZGT. But that company is running full-page ads this month in both Fortune and Forbes magazines, both really well-regarded national magazines. We're not talking about spam here. Why did you all refuse to run the ads?
Well, it's Forbes, Fortune, Business Week, and now Smart Money. And the people who are actually placing the ads, we don't know exactly who they are. It's not the company. So that's one of the criteria that they flunked. And the other one was it makes outrageous claims. And we're in the business of helping investors, not serving up a ripoff.
Well, I'm looking at the ad, and it's quite seductive. It's very glossy, and it looks pretty good. It urges investors to tap into the largest market in the fastest-growing economy in the world. They cite an online financial newsletter called GrowthStockGuru.com. So if I were to go to the site, I'd see that GZGT is the only stock that this Growth Stock Guru promotes. Is that right there a warning signal?
Well, yeah, and actually Growth Stock Guru placed the ad. So it's like, if you don't believe me, check with me. The other thing is in the advertisement, it mentions $50 billion in contracts with its partners. Well, this company sells cell phones and cell phone cards in Guangzhou, China, and they have 40 employees in 8 retail stores. So the promoters, not the company, but the promoters are placing these ads plus glossy mailings, which are going out to thousands of people, and are pumping up the stock price. This is a quarter stock, and it trades at $2 a share, and somebody's getting very rich off of this promotion.
And what are the chances that if I, little investor, invested in this company, GZGT, will not only not get rich but lose my shirt?
Well, if it follows the patterns of other pump and dumps, odds are 100%. It's possible that this is going to go on longer than a lot of these because you have this constant drumbeat of these national ads and these glossy mailings, which are pumping up the stock price. But sooner or later, these things always fall to the true level of the company, which in this case is a company that had $12 million in sales, $200,000 in earnings. It's maybe a quarter stock.
So what if I want to invest my money in a fast-growing stock, like, for instance, a Chinese company? How do I figure out which stocks to avoid?
If you're going to be buying individual Chinese companies, which is a very tough thing to do, and small Chinese companies, I just would say don't do it. If you do it, know that you're rolling the dice. And if you do it when you see that there's a huge promotion behind it, know that the dice are loaded and you're going to lose.
You know, I'm just wondering, is this illegal for a promoter to choose a company to hype and then really aggressively promote it so its share prices go up?
It's not illegal if they do it correctly, but there's this vast gray area that the regulators allow. In fact, this couldn't go on in Canada because the Canadians passed a law which says if you're going to promote a stock, you have to register with the government and we do a background check.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's Bob Frick, who's written a book on penny stocks and is now a senior editor at Kiplinger magazine. He predicted that GZGT's stock would tank, and it looks like it's well on its way. When markets closed yesterday, the stock was down to 1.11 a share.
And our last word in business today is a different kind of spam. Not the emailed stock offers, but the meat.